This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Yippee-ki-yay.
And that is all that I can play of that movie quote from the movie Die Hard. Yippee-ki-yay, a parody celebration of Die Hard. The title gets your attention, and you may remember it from last holiday season because the show was performed at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. The creator of the show, Richard Marsh, is an actor, award-winning comedy writer from England, and he's back in the Midwest with Yippee-ki-yay, a parody celebration of Die Hard this season, just a bit south in Chicago at Water Tower Place at Broadway Playhouse. Now, the show was a lot of fun to see last year, and I got to have him as my guest on What's on Tap. Here are some highlights of that chat with Richard Marsh that may convince you to check out his show in Chicago.
What's on Tap on WTMJ, where you get to experience culture and creativity from Wisconsin and around the world. I am Sandy Max, and the music you're hearing is from the Die Hard film soundtrack, the classic 1988 action movie starring Bruce Willis that is debatably also a Christmas film. Now, when I was in Scotland a couple summers ago, I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and one of the shows that caught my eye in the pages and pages of the festival program was Yippee-ki-yay, a Die Hard parody. And I'm excited about this. The creator of the show, actor and award-winning comedy writer Richard Marsh, was kind enough to accept my invitation to join me on What's on Tap. Describe what Yippee-ki-yay is.
Yippee-ki-yay is a one-person retelling of Die Hard in parody form. So you get all of Die Hard, you get all of the action and the stunts and all of your favorite characters, and you get me performing it, all of it. And it's one of those shows which I sort of writing for a long, very long time. Ever since I started doing poetry, because I like the idea of telling a story which seems like it wouldn't be poetry in poetry. That kind of apparent opposite excited me and made me laugh. And then the other thing which made me laugh was, this is radio, so you can't see me, but I'm a skinny, bespectacled British bloke, and I get to play the all-American hero John McClane, which is, you know, no one was going to cast me in that role unless I wrote it for myself, so I did. And I hope if you come to the show, you will really enjoy all the fun and the celebration and the comedy, the fun we have with Die Hard. And also I tell a personal story around that of what it is to be a sort of a Die Hard fan and how sort of movies we love and art we love kind of change across our life. So when I first saw the show, I was a teenager watching it on VHS back in the day, hoping my mum and dad didn't catch me. Growing up in the UK, sort of American movies were what I really kind of loved. And so, yeah, action movies, we didn't really make action movies in the UK at that point, sort of, but, you know, not nearly as many. And so Die Hard came out and people were talking about it, and I watched it and immediately loved it. I think what's sort of interesting making the play now, you know, going back to the film, is that what, as a teenager, was a story of kind of a hero kicking ass, basically. As when I watch it and, you know, I'm older, I've got kids now, I'm in midlife, and it seems to me now it's a story of John and Holly and their marriage and them trying to save their relationship via kicking ass. And so what the meaning of the film is sort of has changed as I have changed and got older, and I try to capture that in the play as well. So it's you're getting the story of Die Hard while also watching the story of what it is to love Die Hard as a fan as well.
It's interesting that you say that, Richard, because I watched Die Hard last night. Because
great choice.
I figured you'd give it two thumbs up because I knew I was going to chat with you, and I want to see your show. So obviously you kind of want to bone up so I could enjoy more of the nuances. And what struck me as watching it as a teenager, it was a smart action film because John McClane is more of a real person. He's a trained cop, but he's not the James Bond cool spy or superhero that we get now. It brought a lot of realistic angles to a fantastical movie because as an adult now, for me, one of the things that resonated with me was all the bureaucracy and the elbow swinging amongst all the law enforcement and who wanted to be right and who wanted to take credit and who wanted to do it their way. It's like, that's what really resonated with me now as an adult.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And yes, the movie definitely takes a couple of swings at the kind of the pencil pushers and, you know, the deputy police commissioner who comes along and the FBI.
Dwayne.
Get mocked as well. Yeah, Dwayne, yeah.
So you're
Dwayne.
Writing. So how challenging is it? Because I think as soon as you say poetry, a lot of people think, okay, flowers and having to recite romantic things. But you're bringing poetry to an action film with rhyme. Is this a really easy writing process for you? Did it come really easily?
So I thought adapting the Die Hard part of the show would be fun to write and a joy to write and come quickly. And actually it did. It was super fun. And I'm very lucky I got to work with a great director and dramaturg, Hal Chambers, who sort of helped me. Because part of the problem was actually what to keep in the show and what not to keep in the show. The movie's over 2 hours. Our show is 75 minutes. So you can't have everything. I think I have all of the iconic moments in the show. No one's come up to me and said, oh, you definitely should have had this bit. Adapting Die Hard was fun, and just it's really fun to riff on and kind of riff on those moments. And I try to tell the story in such a way that people like you who've seen it, you know, last night will recognize things, but also people who maybe haven't, you know, the film came out in 1988. There's people who've seen this film 30 years ago. You know, they know John walks over glass. They know I jumps off the roof, but they don't know maybe the detail of the film. So I try to sort of retell it for them. And also every single show, we have people who haven't seen Die Hard as well come and see the show. Maybe their partner is into Die Hard and they're not, or in a group of friends, and most of them had seen Die Hard and this person hadn't, and I tried to tell the story for them as well. But to go back to your question, adapting Die Hard was a joy. The bit that was harder was to tell the personal story around it, because people come to the show to watch Die Hard, and then they are often surprised there's a personal story around it. But the balance needs to be very much Die Hard-centric, because that's what people have come to. You can sometimes feel when you're performing the show, you can feel sort of moments of joy in the room when you flip from kind of Die Hard and John has just defeated Tony, and you go into the kind of the personal story, and there's like a comic change in tone there between the hero story and the real life hero story, in a sense.
Yeah.
And then again, when you flip back from there back to kind of Die Hard, and, you know, Hans Gruber rocks up and starts ordering people around and takes the audience hostage. So,
Richard, I have more questions for you, including your position on whether Die Hard is a Christmas film or not. I'm Sandy Max, back with Richard Marsh of Yippee-ki-yay, a Die Hard parody, next on WTMJ.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Yippee-ki-yay is a show that grabbed my attention of the hundreds of interesting performances at the 2022 Edinburgh Fringe Festival when I was visiting Scotland then. I didn't get to fit it into my entertainment plans then, but good news for all of us.
Yippee-ki-yay, the parody celebration of Die Hard, is on stage again in the Midwest. Last year, here in Milwaukee. Now, on stage through December 15th at Chicago's Broadway Playhouse at Watertower Place on Michigan Avenue, the creator and award-winning comedy writer, Richard Marsh, spent time with me on What's on Tap last year, and we've stayed in touch ever since. And we pick up this fun chat about his love for the movie Die Hard and what it took for him to bring his one-person show to life.
How long did it take for you to create a one-man show, a Die Hard parody, in rhyme?
I had the idea a while ago, and it was a sort of a procrastination project. I like to think about when I should have been doing other things, when I had other deadlines looming. And then we were in lockdown, and I was homeschooling my kids and trying to hold myself and my family together as much as I could, and try and make that time as fun for them as possible and as not weird for them as possible. Obviously, it was very weird. And I was writing another play that I think would have been decent, but was quite sad, basically. And I thought, I don't want to be writing this sad play now. I don't think people are going to want to watch this sad play when we get out of lockdown and get back in theaters. I think what I want to do now, what will make me happiest, is to write my Die Hard parody, is to write Yippee-ki-yay. And so I sat down and started writing it. And honestly, it lifted me during lockdown, and it was huge fun to do. And to write the Die Hard part of it, to go back to your question, maybe took 3 or 4 months, and then shaping the personal story around it, that took a lot longer. That took until really the train up to Edinburgh for the preview at the Edinburgh Fringe. That's when I really was sort of nailing that bit. So very last minute before the show opened. And then the show opened in Edinburgh in summer 2022. you don't write shows so they get good reviews, but it is very helpful if they do get good reviews for the future life of the show. And we got lovely reviews, and the audience response was really warm and really strong. And we sort of toured around the UK for a while, and it went back to Edinburgh last summer with a different actor playing the part. And now we're here in the US, and it's... I was nervous. I'll be honest with you, I was nervous. So a British guy telling a quintessentially American story to American people in America. I was nervous, you know. What are you guys going to think of this British guy with his glasses coming on, pretending he's John McClane? And luckily, the response has been very warm over here as well. It's huge fun, and I feel incredibly lucky to be here.
Have you ever heard from anyone connected with the Die Hard movie?
You know what, I have. One of the most extraordinary things that has happened since I wrote this is we got to perform at the London Action Festival. It's an action movie festival. And Stephen E. D'Souza was coming over for the festival. And so they said to me, would you like to do the show and have Stephen come see it? Now, Stephen is the second screenwriter on Die Hard. Him and Jeb Stuart wrote that film. And I got to perform it for him at the Albert Hall, of all places.
Wow!
Yeah.
There's a landmark.
So I knew he was there. It was like a special performance for the festival because he was coming. I wanted it to be good because Stephen was there. And I was in rehearsal, I was thinking, now, I'm pretty certain he's going to recognize this is an act of love and homage from a colossal Die Hard fan. But also, we do make fun of Die Hard. It was made in 1988. There were choices you would make differently if you made the film now. We do joke about it, and we do alter it, and we do send it up from a loving place. So what's he going to think? I was a little bit nervous. Luckily, he was incredibly kind and incredibly gracious. He enjoyed it very much. The fact I now get to sort of email with the writer of Die Hard is, it's extraordinary.
But, sure, yeah, as a continuing writer yourself, to now have that person as a colleague, what a cool turn of events. That's wonderful. My last question for you, and I know you saw it coming. You are performing during the holiday season. Richard Marsh, writer, creator, performer of the one-man show Yippie-Ki-Yay, the Die Hard parody. Is Die Hard a Christmas film or not a Christmas film, and why?
It definitely is a Christmas film. It absolutely is a Christmas film. Yeah, we talk about this in the show. I mean, I think it is. I've always thought it is. I tell you what, I've two big thoughts on this subject. One is, I feel that the reason this question comes up is because there's an unspoken assumption that Christmas films should be ones you can watch with children. And it's not a film I'd watch with young children. I haven't shown my kids Die Hard yet. But I think that's maybe where the question arises, because it's not a family film, right? But it's a Christmas film, but it's not a family film. That's my first kind of great observation on the subject. And my second great observation is, actually, if you go to Stephen E. D'Souza's Twitter page, he has a mathematical argument on there of why Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and in fact, why it's more of a Christmas movie than the movie White Christmas.
I have to think that the moment that the entire Marsh family watches Die Hard together for the very first time, kids and everything, that's going to be a momentous occasion.
It is. It certainly is.
I wish you break a leg, right? Or
thank you.
Cut your feet. Is that a better way to wish you good luck?
That was our chat last year. This year, you can see Yippie-Ki-Yay, the parody celebration of Die Hard, now through December 15th in Chicago at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place.